Welcome back to this DBM Academy Explainer. Today we're gearing up for an expedition to explore the explorers themselves. You know, those amazing tools that take a whole sea of complicated crypto data and turn it into something we can actually read and understand. This is how we can follow our assets with confidence. Now remember, here at DBM, we don't do financial advice, we do financial education, which means you are always in the driver's seat. Oh, that feeling. That heart-stopping moment when you hit send, the money is gone from your wallet, but on the other end, you hear crickets. Nope, nothing here. That pit in your stomach, that's exactly why we're here today. We're going to swap that feeling of panic for the power of clarity. So here's our game plan for today's journey. First, we'll pack our toolkit and figure out what an explorer actually is. Then, we'll learn about the two main types of terrain out there, the cash model and the bank account model. After that, we'll get our boots dirty with two specific examples, Bitcoin and Tron. And finally, we'll wrap up with some essential survival skills for troubleshooting. Okay, first things first. Before any great adventure, you've got to understand your gear. So what in the world is a blockchain explorer? Let's break it down.
Honestly, the easiest way to think of it is like a search engine, like Google, but for a specific blockchain. It taps directly into the network, grabs all that raw, messy, complicated data, you know, those crazy long strings of letters and numbers, and organizes it into a nice, clean web page that we humans can actually read. It's the tool that makes the whole idea of a public ledger truly public.
So what can you actually find with this thing? Well, you can pretty much see everything broken down into four main groups. You can look up a specific transaction using its unique ID to see if it's gone through. You can look at entire blocks, think of them as the individual pages in the ledger book. You can punch in any public wallet address and see its entire history and what it holds. And on some chains, you can even inspect the code of smart contracts.
Right, now here's where it gets really interesting. Not all blockchains are built the same way. You have to understand the underlying structure, the terrain we're walking on, because it completely changes how transactions work and what you'll see on the Explorer.
And there are two main models out there. On one hand, you've got the UTXO model, which is what Bitcoin uses. The best analogy? It's like having a wallet full of physical cash. You got a 10, a 5, a couple of 1s. Your total balance is just all those separate bills added together. On the other hand, you have the account model, used by Tron. This one's easy. It's just like your online bank account. One address, one balance. Simple.
So why choose one over the other? Well, they have different trade-offs. The UTXO model, like Bitcoin's, has the potential for much better privacy. Because every time you spend one of those digital bills, you can get your change sent to a brand new address. That makes it a lot harder for someone to connect all your activity. The account model is less private because everything happens from that one address. But, and this is a big but, it's way easier for developers to build apps on, which is a huge advantage.
Okay, enough with the theory. Let's put on our explorer hats and see how this actually works in the real world. We're going to dive into Bitcoin with its UTXO model and then check out Tron with its account model.
So when you look at your Bitcoin wallet, your app might show you one nice clean balance, but it's kind of just for your convenience. Under the hood, the blockchain doesn't see a single balance. It sees a whole collection of these things called unspent transaction outputs, or UTXOs. Each one is like a little digital IOU or a banknote. Your wallet just adds them all up for you.
And paying with it works just like cash. Let's say you want to buy something for 10 bitcoins, but the only digital bill, the only UTXO you have is worth 20 bitcoins. Your wallet takes that 20 BTC UTXO as the input. The transaction then creates two brand new outputs. One is the 10 BTC that goes to the seller, and the other is a new 10 BTC UTXO that comes right back to you as change. The key is the inputs and outputs always have to balance perfectly.
Now, let's switch gears and walk the Tron path. It couldn't be more different or more familiar. It works exactly like a wire transfer from your bank. There's no complex system of inputs and outputs. The network just subtracts the amount from the sender's account and adds it to the receiver's account. It's clean, it's direct, it's simple.
But Tron has its own unique twist when it comes to fees. Instead of paying a gas fee for every single thing, you use two different resources, bandwidth and energy. Bandwidth is for your basic everyday transactions. And believe it or not, every account gets a free daily allowance. But energy, that's for the heavy lifting, like interacting with smart contracts, which is what you're doing when you send most tokens, like USDT. You get that energy by freezing some of your TRX.
And this resource model is directly tied to the two main kinds of tokens you'll find on Tron. TRC-10 tokens are the simple kind, and sending them just uses up some of your free daily bandwidth. But TRC-20 tokens are more advanced. They're built using smart contracts, kind of like on Ethereum. And because they use a smart contract, sending them requires energy. That's a super important detail to remember if a transaction ever fails.
All right, we've covered the theory. We know the terrain. Now for the most critical part of our expedition, survival skills. How do we use all this knowledge to solve actual problems when things go wrong?
When you're in that moment of panic, a transaction is stuck, or the funds seem to have just vanished into thin air, this is when the Explorer becomes your compass. It always points true north, showing you exactly what's happening on the blockchain so you can find your way out of the confusion. An Explorer is like the ultimate diagnostic tool. Is your transaction taking forever? You can look it up and see if maybe the fee you paid was just too low for how busy the network is. Did your USDT transfer on Tron fail? The Explorer might literally tell you, result, sailed, out of energy. Did you send a token to the wrong blockchain? The Explorer will prove it because there'll be no record of it arriving. It gives you the real story every time. So how do you actually do it? It's a really simple six-step process. First, find your transaction ID, that long hash in your wallet's history. Second, know your map. Which blockchain did you use? Third, open the right explorer, like TronScan for Tron. Four, just paste that ID into the search bar. Five, read the status. It'll say confirmed, pending, or failed. And finally, number six, always, always double-check that the amount and the address are exactly what you intended.
And that's really the magic of it all. A blockchain explorer takes that awful feeling of uncertainty and panic and transforms it into calm, confident verification. It empowers you to see the absolute truth for yourself. No need to trust anyone else.
And that's the real takeaway here. This isn't just some technical thing for nerds. Learning how to navigate a blockchain explorer is a core literacy skill for anyone operating in this space. It's as fundamental as learning to read a map before you go on a hike.
Seriously, knowing how to use an explorer can turn that moment of panic over a missing transaction into a calm, methodical investigation, and usually a huge sigh of relief. Thanks so much for joining us on this explainer. And hey, don't forget to keep your learning leveled up by joining us on the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series. You can find the link in the description below.